Check this baby out.
The planet has a fever.
And the only prescription is more cowbell.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Hello.
Oh, no, they're back.
Testing.
No, yeah, no. Oh, yes.
1, 2, 1, 2.
Gigi Edgley, I play Chiana on Farscape, and I'm the host of Jim Henson's Creature Shot Challenge, and you're listening to Two Downies Dudes.
Julian, what's a shithawk? Some kind of a shitty bird that swoops down and puts poop onto you.
I'm Eric.
I'm Robbie, and this is podcast number 81 of Two Downies Dudes for October 31st, 2015. On this episode, we get political as fuck as we discuss Donald Trump, Barack Obama gives his take on Dale's run for president, and Dale talks about Donald Trump.
Fuck, come on, dude. All right, so now we got a good, solid baseline.
We do. Hold on, beard check.
Beard check. That's good. Yeah, that's coming through nice.
Let's hear yours.
Let's check mine.
Oh, my God. So much more coarse.
Yeah, well, there's a lot more hair there.
That's a nice beard.
Right.
Yeah, mine's like pedophile scruff.
Right, and I, like most men, grow hair on my face, so.
Fuck you. I know every morning, I don't know if you think about where the casino is, park on the second.
No.
I just argued with myself internally three times. Okay, so I park on the third floor, the third story of the parking garage,
right.
Third level. So every morning as I'm walking in, I look over, boom, Paul Bunyan right there, fucking face to face.
Yeah.
Just mocking me with that beard.
It really
bothers me. Every morning I have to look at that sweet thing.
They're going to put Babe next to Paul
Bunyan. Get the fuck out of here, really?
That's what I've been heard. That was at the Bangor Town Council. They had a meeting to discuss whether or not they should put a Babe with Paul Bunyan.
Wow.
Which, I mean, you can't really have Paul Bunyan without Babe. For anybody who doesn't know, Babe the Big Blue Ox.
Right.
Right.
You know what we've got here in Ellsworth, though?
What do we got?
We've got his ashes.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Paul Bunyan's ashes?
Yeah.
Okay, where are those? Oh,
the
big
giant
urn.
Fucking urn,
right,
in our park.
Park, yeah.
So beautiful.
Yeah.
Some places have, like, nice artistic displays.
Sculptures.
Yeah, we're like...
Statues.
Let's put an urn in this fucking $10 million park.
You know what they could have done? They could have put a better statue of Chamberlain up. They got rid of the one up there on the corner that nobody even knows what it is. So,
Chamberlain.
Well, not the corner, but on the Y there, Blue Hill, Bucksport Road. Joshua Chamberlain?
Yeah, that Jeff Chamberlain's brother.
Yeah, no, I don't think so.
No,
no, I don't believe
Jeff,
so.
Jeff digs worms down in Franklin.
No, I don't think so. Probably no relation there, no. You do know Joshua Chamberlain, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Kinda.
What do you mean, kinda?
Drop some fucking main knowledge on us.
Well, I want to hear your take on Joshua Chamberlain first.
Joshua Chamberlain, in the latter part of the turn of the century.
Okay.
Was
which century?
A gold prospector who came to Maine from California. Uh-huh. I know. He was dyslexic. Came to Maine with high hopes of finding gold.
He was a gold prospector from California who came to Maine to prospect for gold.
He got it backwards, yeah. He didn't get the memo. It was the other way around.
So on his way across like the Oregon Trail, and he saw all those other prospectors heading in the opposite direction, he was like, you guys, I don't know where you're headed, but I'm going with this gold.
Yeah, pretty much.
Way up there in Maine.
Yep.
No, but seriously, you do know who Joshua Chamberlain is.
He owned a lot of land.
Oh, my fuck.
Here.
Wow.
He founded the...
Oh, yeah. No, he was only one of the most important fucking members of his history in general, U.S. history, ever, pretty much. Joshua Chamberlain.
Was the first gay, black, baseball cheerleader in Maine. We got to play hot or cold here.
Oh, so cold. You're in the Arctic fucking tundra. You're in North Pole cold.
He founded something. I don't know. He was here a long time ago.
Okay. Well, define a long time ago. You had it right when you said the middle of the last century, but you didn't qualify which century you were speaking of. Were you speaking of the 20th century or the 19th century?
Sure, sure. Joshua Chamberlain was Bill Chamberlain's nephew, and he invented Maine.
I don't. Fucking came up with the idea.
Yeah.
How about a state?
How about a state? Pine trees and stuff.
There we go.
Pine lobsters. Yeah. We'll add some lobsters in there.
Okay. Nope. Cold.
Okay.
Okay. So he's not. I mean, I'm sure he had some relatives. I don't know where they would be today, and I don't know if any of them would be in this general area because he was
happens to be black.
No, he doesn't have. Nope. He was quite Caucasian. He was very Caucasian.
All right.
So, do you want a hint? Speaking of black, do you want a hint?
Okay.
He fought for black people.
Oh. He was a general. Yeah?
Yeah. General? Yeah.
In
the
United States Army during the Civil War.
There you go. All right.
I almost said the Revolutionary War.
Wow. So you mastered history.
When we decided we wanted to secede.
Well, we didn't, but the South did.
Right.
I mean, you say we. I don't. Are you from fucking Tennessee or?
No. South Carolina. One of my coworkers is one of those people that's all butthurt and thinks that Lincoln was the worst thing that ever happened in this country.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, totally. Because two countries instead of one would have been a lot better.
Yeah, well, yeah. I think he just thinks we should have lost. The North should have lost. So anyway.
Well, either way, if the North had lost, we would have had two separate countries. Did he understand that that's what the South was trying to do, was establish their own country? That's what secession is.
Right.
They secede from the Union, meaning they're no longer affiliated with the United States of America. They are now the Confederate States of America, meaning they're an entirely different country. So now we'd have two countries in North America vying over materials and natural resources and yada, yada, yada. Anyways, the North did win.
Yes.
So Joshua Chamberlain. Again, we got to get there a little bit. Like you got to at least get in the ballpark.
Okay, so he was a general.
Yes.
During the Civil War,
correct,
and he was under Abraham Lincoln. I know that's a fucking.
But I'm not sure. Okay, well, let's back up. I don't know exactly what his rank was. I don't think general was it. I think maybe he was a captain. But okay, I'm not real up to on my military ranks.
Oh, what do you know?
Well, I don't know my military
ranks. Mr. Joshua Chamberlain,
but
an expert.
Do you want to know who Joshua Chamberlain was?
Not really, but sure.
He was the head of the 20th Maine, which was the Maine regiment during the Civil War.
Gotcha.
Right. Roll your eyes, but all right. The 20th Maine is the reason. Joshua Chamberlain in the 20th Maine is the reason the North won the Battle of Gettysburg.
Hmm.
Like, had it not been for us, and I'm going to say us because, you know, we
the people.
Right. We, the Maine people, are the reason why we won basically won the Civil War, why the North won the Civil War, because had Gettysburg gone to the Confederates, the war would have had a totally different outcome.
All right.
And Joshua Chamberlain, who was wounded 6 times during the Civil War and still continued to fight,
damn,
later became our governor, and he was just a professor at Bowdoin College before the war broke out.
I am running for governor.
Yes, exactly.
LePage has got to put his 2 cents in.
He does, because he's jealous of Chamberlain. He wants to be as great as Chamberlain, but he's no way he can come anywhere near him.
Right.
So that's who Joshua Chamberlain is. He's a. Did you ever watch the movie North and South?
No.
No, of course you didn't. Well, you should. It's a great movie. It's a 2-part TV miniseries movie that you should watch. It's basically the entire depiction of the Gettysburg Battle.
Wow, that was a nice little history lesson.
So yeah, Joshua Chamberlain, pretty important guy. Not only for us Mainers, but for pretty much the whole reason why the Union still exists today.
Right. Well, since we're on the topic of politics and political things, I think we'll actually go in that direction for the podcast.
We are going to talk politics.
We are.
Which doesn't, it's pretty rare for us to discuss politics.
Yeah, we try not to get into it.
You're right, unless we're talking about our our fearless gubernatorial leader.
Right.
Right. Who's just a wonderful, wonderful human being. He's a lovely man, he is.
My son happens to be black.
Right, which we all know is true, so. Which makes him even
science. Better.
Science?
Yeah.
Yeah, science is genetics, so yes, science, in a way.
So, actually, speaking of LePage, there's a little video, a parody video that's been released. I don't know if you're aware of this.
I am not aware.
And there's probably going to be some nice little noise here. Actually, not too bad. I'll spin my laptop around for you so you can see the video, but we'll watch it, listen to it, talk about it. You can edit it out if it sucks, but you probably don't remember the 90s band Smashing Pumpkins, like late 90s.
Kind of. I mean, I remember them as far as, yeah, I've heard of Smashing Pumpkins.
Okay. Do you remember the song, it goes, "Despite All My Rage, I'm Still Just a Rat in a Cage"?
No. No. Not familiar, no.
All right. So the video probably won't be as relevant to you, but it's a video, a parody video of that song.
LePage has an empire. State of Maine. Now when he gives it, always provides Vaseline. Let's not forget, he's insane.
Guy looks nothing like LePage.
Not even close.
The women what? Have little beards.
Yeah.
Hates the main press.
Yes, he does.
Wants to bomb those animals. He's from the back streets. Punch you in. Here you can kiss his butt. He will not change. Shoot somebody or just cut funding. He can't stand the drugs or those welfare thugs. He'll go take your hugs. He'll explode. Despite all his rage, I'm still gonna vote for LePage.
He just vetoed that shit.
She got vetoed. He's just vetoing the shit out of everybody and everything.
Is that guy not wearing any pants?
Kind of looks that way. Or are they like Daisy Dukes? Oh, Vaseline. Talk about a nice beard.
Yeah.
That guy's got a nice beard. Maybe that's what I need to do. Oh, squeezing Vaseline.
He's air guitaring with an M14.
Nice. Trump LePage 16.
Oh my God.
At the end. That's great.
That was
by Sweaty Turtle. Oh. I guess is the name of that outfit. Right. Sweaty right. Turtle Entertainment. So,
yeah, I don't recognize the song because really not my genre of music. But the you know, it was pretty funny. I mean, the guy didn't look anything like LePage. I thought it was kind of amusing that he was vetoing everybody.
Yeah. Yeah, it was pretty clever. They did a good job of that.
Yeah. Was that on the Bangor Daily? Is that where that was? Where you found that?
Yeah, I think
it looked
they,
like Bangor Daily.
They actually posted it, yeah. And you can find it. If you just Google whatever, you can find it.
Right.
Fucking just, lazy, so just find it.
Yeah, just look for it. It's LePage. Google it. So yeah, that's our governor. Soon to be not governor.
Right.
The next gubernatorial election should be upon us here pretty soon, and we will be saying farewell to LePage.
Yeah, although he may possibly end up being a vice president by the looks of it.
Right.
Trump, LePage, 16.
Trump, yeah, that's a possibility.
Speaking of Trump, another fucking amazing YouTube video you can watch is Trump Says China.
Oh, my
that's
God.
That's well worth a listen.
Absolutely.
We won't play it now because it'd be pointless just to hear it, but it's funny to watch.
It's hilarious.
It's like a 5-minute compilation of Trump just saying China in
various
different contexts.
Right.
And it's fucking hilarious. They don't repeat. There's not a single one that's repeated. It's all just original.
Which means he says China a fucking shit ton.
He does, yeah. Now,
are we going to discuss Trump?
We're going to have to, yeah.
Are we going to have to discuss the Trump in the room?
Which, yeah, let's talk about the Trump in the room. Which, I mean, he makes LePage look like a fucking rocket scientist.
He kind of does, yeah.
Yeah. The things that he said. Well, okay, here's the thing. Trump is probably a smarter guy than LePage, but he's more of a showboat. I mean, LePage says some extreme things to get attention, but it's typically for political reasons.
Correct.
Trump is through and through an entertainer.
He is a media whore, I think,
yeah,
is what
first and foremost.
Right.
And we've had a conversation about this before off air.
But yes.
That I'm not really sure that he's actually running for president. I think he may just be trolling the entire country.
Oh, I think he's full-fledged, on board, ready to go.
You think he's serious about
it? Oh, absolutely, 110%. You know, I was thinking about it today, actually. I was thinking about the Trump election, or the Trump, whatever the fuck it is, the Trump train that we're all experiencing right now. I thought about Trump, and then I thought about, let's say, China, you know, the YouTube video you turned me on to, and how fucking hilarious that was. And I got thinking about how much he talks about China. And then I thought, here it is. So he's a real estate mogul, right? I mean, he made his killing in real estate. This is his big plan. He's going to become president of the United States, and then he's going to sell the country to China.
Ooh.
I mean, the biggest real estate deal in history.
Wow.
He's going to sell an entire country to another country. I think that's what's going on here.
Shit, that's
brilliant. I think he's come up with this massively huge real estate deal, and this is the only way he can get it done, is to actually become the leader of the free world.
It's a business move.
It is.
And while simultaneously starting a new reality show, because you know,
right,
if he got elected president, he would be the first president to have
a reality show about
the presidency. That's
right.
It would turn into 4 years of shitty reality TV. Because
you vetoed.
You vetoed. Every fucking press conference would be an act. He would be saying extreme things to get people talking. I mean, he is pretty much the exact opposite of what you want in the leader of the free world, as you said.
Absolutely. Yeah, yeah.
He has no couth whatsoever.
He's an ego fucking maniac.
No filter, yeah.
I heard about a while back, he sold out some stadium. He was doing some kind of a, you know, on his campaign trail, and he was doing a big stump speech, and he sold out this massive stadium. It was epic, you know. But I think what they forgot to mention was that they didn't account for the 3/4 of the room that was filled with his ego. So, you know, once you take that into account, it's not hard to sell out. You know what I mean?
That's true.
Because they had to fit his ego in there first, and then they brought in
some
people.
That was like the balcony section was reserved for his ego.
Exactly.
Then they start filling seats.
Right. So it's not a big surprise that he sold out.
He may just be that much of an egomaniac that he actually
does
want to be president.
He does, dude. I'm telling you, man. This isn't just I mean, he's early in the game. Usually the guy that comes out of the gate first loses the race. That's usually how it goes. I mean, statistically speaking, over time has shown that front runner in the beginning, the early front runner, is usually the guy on the ass end, way on the back. So chances are pretty good he's not going to win the nomination.
I hope.
I mean,
not.
But holy then you have Ben Carson, who's coming up right behind him.
I don't know nothing about Dr. Ben Carson. I do not. Is he the black guy?
He is the black guy.
Okay.
So you know a little bit about him.
I don't watch that reality show much, the whole election reality show.
The news.
But I know enough to watch. Yeah, that's which is basically what it is these days.
It is, yeah, absolutely. Well, Ben Carson is second right now in as far as the GOP candidate goes.
One of my coworkers told me today that he has pulled ahead.
Ben Carson?
And is finally beating Trump.
Which means, as of today. Well, that's good.
I may have hope for the
human
race.
Oh, yeah? You think so?
Maybe.
Because Ben Carson just came out last week and informed everybody that he is a devout Christian. He's a very devout Christian who also believes we are living in end times.
Right.
Right. He also believes we're... Did you hear me? Is your headphones working?
Yeah.
I'm just checking. Because he believes we are living in end times.
Okay, well, let's just revert back to what we were just talking about. Donald Trump was the front runner for the GOP.
You're saying Ben Carson's right?
I think he's fucking on to something here, yeah. Can you blame him?
We are living in end times.
So he's like crazy evangelical
I'm fine with your religion. I've never been a big fan of... I don't really care what denomination my president is. I really don't.
Right.
Because I don't believe that we should be... We are a nation of laws, not a nation of religion, not a nation of men, not a nation of women. We are a nation of laws. We are built upon laws, and not laws of the Bible, man's laws.
Right.
Right. And I know me and you tend to disagree in that, but let's not go down that road. Let's not start this as a big fucking...
I think we agree on what those laws are, and I think most people do. The majority of people can agree on... You know, those laws, it's just a question of where they come from. A lot of people believe that it was divinely inspired. I mean, the word God is all through a lot of the founding documents, a lot of the reasons it's on our currency.
I understand that.
You know, so you...
I'm not knocking that, and I don't want to change that.
Right.
I'm not saying let's change that. I'm not saying, and I'm not a big separation of church and state, and don't put a Christmas tree in the town hall. Like, I don't, you know, fucking right. Put a Christmas tree in the town hall. Put a fucking menorah up there, too, if you want to. I don't give a shit.
Right.
Right. My point is that we're not, yes, the laws that we have set up as men are pretty much in line with, let's say, the Ten Commandments, right? Like, don't kill people. Don't fuck your neighbor's wife. Yeah. Don't be an asshole. Right. Just don't be
a
douchebag.
That's in
the
Bible
right.
somewhere.
It is.
Don't be an asshole.
Right, exactly. So, like, that's fine. But, like, I don't care what your denomination is. I know that there's a majority of the country that does for some odd fucking reason. But I don't feel like your religious background or your religion is I don't really want it to affect your presidency. Like, I don't want your religion to get overly involved in, you know, running this country. I mean, I want it to give you some morals. I want it to give you some values.
Right.
Decent human morals and values. But let's not get too carried away.
When it comes to marriage, for me, it's a divine thing. God is in the mix.
Right.
So what we need to do is we need to protect that marriage. You know, that's something Obama said.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
At a religious summit.
Right, gay marriage versus heterosexual marriage. And
yep.
Again, religion getting involved in things that it probably ought not have a place in. Because, whatever. The fanatics are going to say we're Sodom and Gomorrah and we're all going to go to hell because my gay friend got married. Right, but I don't personally believe that. Like, they seem pretty legit. It was a nice wedding. They're happy. I'm good.
Hell yeah.
They're good. We're good. Everything's good.
Right.
Like, I'm all right with that. So that's what I'm talking about. It's the fanatics. And when a man who's running for president, a man who wants the nomination, the nod from the Republican Party to be the nominee for their party to run for leader of the free world, says, we're living in end times. Like, that's concerning to me. That's a little concerning to me.
I agree. I mean,
what do you do as president in that mindset? Whoa, what? Sir, Iran just invaded Israel. Do you think maybe we... What does it matter? Fucking, it's over anyways. Yeah.
The Lord came to me in a vision, and he said, we must bomb Iran. Like, great. So God's talking to you. That makes me feel really good about your leadership skills. Yeah. Now, speaking of religion and Christianity, little side note here. I'm going to tell you a little story.
Okay.
I haven't told you this yet. So Sunday, Sarah and I were in Portland for a concert.
You're right. I know, because you didn't tell me, and I waited half the night for watching Walking Dead for you to show up, but you never did. So,
asshole.
So, yeah.
Okay.
You were in Portland.
Yeah. So I'm a dick and didn't inform you that I'd be in Portland. I know. I suck at friending. I'm not a good friend. So we're down there in Portland. We're walking around on Sunday downtown. And in one of the little park areas, there were like six men that had gathered in suits, probably all over the age of 50, all older men.
Uh-huh.
And they were singing Christian hymns, like gospel songs, right?
Right.
Well, naturally, as happens in any urban area, a counter group formed. So this group of young hooligans, basically, I feel like an old guy saying that, but you know, they all had fucking pants hanging down below their asses and just looked like punks, started to form around them and started chanting at the top of their lungs, "Hail Satan,"
of course,
as these guys were trying to sing, which bothers me because, okay, is that what you really believe, or are you just being an asshole?
Correct.
And and that's what they were doing. They were just being assholes. It bothered them that these guys were expressing
their religion. It didn't bother
them
at all. No. They just wanted to fuck with them.
Exactly.
They just wanted to be, like you said, assholes.
Yeah.
Like, hey, here's an opportunity for us to show what a bunch of fucking douchebags we are. Let's do it.
Yeah. People in their, you know, late teens to mid-20s are all angsty for whatever reason, especially if they've made poor choices in their life. I mean, we've both been there.
Right.
Gives you all this angst. You don't know where it comes from or what to take it out on, so you just, it just comes out whenever, wherever.
To whoever.
So they just gathered in a circle chanting Hail Satan just for no fucking reason. They don't know why they're saying that.
No.
So anyway, that's fine. Whatever. Like, be an asshole. I don't care. You know, so we're standing there kind of watching. Sarah and I stopped, and we're on a corner across from the park. So we're watching it all transpire.
Deering Park.
I don't know what part. Oh, okay. It was just, not really a park, just like a little parkish area in the city. This is all going down, and there's a guy standing next to me on the corner, also watching. He had been there for a little while watching, and he's like, oh yeah, he kind of watched it all go down, how it happened. These people started to congregate there, and he was just kind of chuckling about it, saying, you know, they're all kind of idiots. Like, why are you all out there doing this? Like, what are you doing right now?
Any of you.
Yeah, right. Basically. And as we watched, this one of these young guys, this hipster-looking guy, starts getting in one of the guy's faces.
Really?
Right? And he's pointing his finger, and he's yelling at him. He's trying to provoke him. This guy, probably 60-something, stands there with his arms behind his back, just still continuing to sing his hymns.
Wow.
The fact that he's not reacting is pissing this hipster guy off,
right? Of course.
So, next thing you know, bam, hipster guy winds up and punches the fucking guy in the face.
Punches the old man.
The old Christian guy in a suit who is singing gospel in the park.
He
punches him in the face for no other reason other than the fact that he's fucking religious and I don't like that because he's singing and he's in public. Like,
right.
Why does that bother you? Why does that offend you?
It doesn't.
No, it doesn't. He's angsty. He's a piece of shit. So he hits this guy on the face.
What would you guess the age of this young man was?
He was probably 24, like early to mid-20s.
And he hit a 60-some-odd-year-old man.
Yeah, who was standing there with his hands behind his back.
Please, please tell me that you exercised some of your boxing lessons on him.
It didn't quite come to that, but the guy standing next to me was probably 4 inches taller than me. He was a fucking big guy.
Yeah.
The second that kid made contact, that dude, he's like, all right. He bolted across the street. So I was fucking right there with him. I was like, I'm not going to fucking let this guy get in the mix of this, because there's like, you know, 6 to 8 of these assholes chanting Hail Satan.
Right.
One of their buddies just punched the guy in the face. So I know if this guy walks in here, he's...
What are the fucking hipsters going to do, though? I mean, what are they? Are they going to play bongos and fucking chant over him?
Well, I mean,
spray him down with some patchouli and fucking rub him up with some organic fucking vegetables.
Well, they weren't really those kind of hipsters, though. They were more of like the angry, fucking punky, angsty kind of fucking
you mean
people.
the 1 or the 99%?
They were, yeah, that's exactly what they were.
I see.
They were those types. So, yeah, this guy runs across, and I go with him because I was like, all right, this, you know, 6 to 8 of these guys is at least going to be fucking two of us
right.
stopping this from happening.
But you drop a couple of the bigger ones, and that's all. That's it. It's over.
Yeah, and that's it. It didn't go as far as it could have, luckily, but we go over there and we kind of, you know, step in the way, and the big tall guy
right.
gets in this kid's face and was like, hey, don't fucking touch this guy. Hail Satan all you want. Do whatever you want. Yell. Like, I you know, appreciate what you're doing, or I can respect what you're doing. But you touch him, I will knock you the fuck out.
Nice.
And I was like, yeah. I said, just don't be an asshole. You know, there's no need of that. And luckily he kind of came to his senses. I was looking around. You know, I was like fucking posturing, like waiting for it. Because I was like, how are these guys going to fucking react? How are his buddies going to react?
Right.
They looked at me and the other guy. And I could see their gears turning, and they're evaluating the situation,
absolutely.
Determining the best way to go.
Uh-huh. They're playing out a fucking a Jean-Claude
how,
Van Damme.
Yeah, how is this
going to
go?
Right.
And, you know, we're standing our ground, you know, not backing down. And then finally, like, one of the guy's buddies walks over to us, and I'm thinking, okay, this could go one of two ways. You know, either we're going to get into it right now, or he's going to try to fucking talk some sense into his buddy.
Uh-huh.
And that's what happened.
He talked some
sense
into his buddy.
The latter. He said, you know, these guys are right, man. Don't touch him. Just don't touch him. Like, let's keep doing this, but don't put your hands on him. Let's leave him alone. I was like, yeah, that's a smart move.
You think?
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, that's...
Well, good for you, man.
Yeah.
Fucking A, good for you. I mean, I'm not a religious person by any stretch of the imagination. We know. I mean, you know. You make fun of me all the time. You say that I worship the Big Bang. So that's, you know, that's right. My religion. But you know, if they want to stand around in suits and fucking in the park and they want to sing hymns, more power to you, right. Man.
Yeah.
And if
enjoy
you don't
it,
like
even
it, if you don't like it, leave.
Exactly.
Leave. Like, it's pretty simple. It's like people that bitch and piss and moan and complain about gay pride parades. Then they're like, oh, well, this fucking... And, you know, we've made fun of him a little bit, like the assless chap dude and, you know, the guy running around with a big penis sticking off of his forehead, you know
right.
what I mean? Like, okay, that's a little bit... I'm not a big fan, so I don't attend.
Yeah.
I mean, it's pretty simple. Like, I don't go. I don't see it. Therefore, I'm not affected by it.
Yeah.
It works for me.
There are a lot of things that aren't necessarily my thing, but that they don't offend me.
Right.
By any means, I don't. That part I don't understand why everybody's just walking around so offended.
Well, we've started an entire fucking generation of people that are offended by every fart and wrinkle.
That's true, yeah.
But the good for you, man. I'm fucking. That's awesome. Good for you.
Yeah.
So you got between him and the old man and fucking stood your ground. That's great, dude.
Yeah,
that's,
we were not about to fucking
fuck
let
no.
that happen.
Fuck no.
Yeah.
Even if you got to take a couple on the chin for the old guy. Fucking, yeah. You know, fuck
definitely
that.
Would have. In a absolutely. Way, I was kind of hoping it would happen because I was like, these guys are just being fucking obnoxious assholes.
Right. Well, let's,
they
let's
weren't
be real, honest.
It wasn't like people were out protesting abortion and there were like, you know, women
right.
out there that were
right.
like, okay, we need to like show the other side of this. These guys were not Satan worshippers. They were not expressing their religion. They were not truly
no, they were making fun
Satanists.
Of these guys.
They were just yelling to drown out their noise just to be dicks.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
Yeah.
And the world is full of them, dicks and assholes.
That's hot.
It's pretty hot. Dicks and assholes.
Here we are talking dicks and assholes again. This is how the last podcast started. It always comes right back to dicks and assholes.
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So are we going to continue to talk about politics at all, or are we done with politics?
Well,
I would just like to say that, I mean, real quick, I just wanted to give my 2 cents. And I know you said that because Ben Carson is coming in the lead now and looks like Donald Trump might be second in command instead of first, that you had a little hope for humanity. But I still have none. Like,
right.
I have no hope. I've lost all hope. I'm done.
Yeah.
I'm done. I'm to the point where... No matter how this goes, no matter who ends up where, and when the ballot comes and it's time for me to actually vote, I think I'll stay home.
It's too late.
Yeah. Because I don't see anybody whose name could be on there that would actually make me get up and go leave my house in cold November and go to the voting booth. Nobody.
Right.
Nobody. Nope.
No. I don't really see it either. I know locally we haven't really talked about it or looked into the, some local stuff
the
going
vote coming
on.
Up on Tuesday.
Yeah.
I have no idea. It's mostly local stuff.
I think one is a bond. Actually, you know
always
what?
Bond. Dude, there'll be 50 fucking bonds. That's why I need to look them up and see what they are, because I would like to make it out. For my local elections, I do make it a point to try and be out and to vote.
Right.
Because it is important.
Well, I don't know. You probably recall back when the RSU thing was going on.
Very much so, yes.
In a roundabout way, kind of got roped into that whole thing, and people were all gung-ho about, oh, it's going to, you know, save this and that. We need local control, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, how'd that work out for Ellsworth?
Yeah, here it is, you know, however.
2 years later.
2 years later, and it's costing way more money than they anticipated, way more money than when Ellsworth was in the RSU, which is what a lot of people were saying, but, you know.
Because
who
was going to pay for it? Ellsworth leaves the RSU. Then Ellsworth is now responsible for their two majorly huge fucking schools that they operate.
Yeah.
And these aren't like rinky dink. Look, Mountain View over in Sullivan or Franklin, they'd be fine if they left the RSU. I mean, Franklin can probably manage Mountain View School.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. The taxes might go up by like 0.3% to compensate. But Ellsworth has got two of the biggest fucking schools in Hancock County. They're huge. Where is the money going to come to maintain these?
Ellsworth wasn't actually contributing all that much to the RSU when it came to tax dollars. So they were actually reaping more benefits, I think, than
absolutely
anything else.
They absolutely were.
What I think it came down to, and again, I really don't give that much of a shit because I don't have a horse in the race. Like, I don't that I know of, any kids that go to Ellsworth School. I don't know, maybe one or two. A margin of error of two. But for the most part, I have zero kids, plus or minus two,
right,
that go to Ellsworth School. So I don't care, but I think it was basically a bunch of soccer moms that got gung-ho and were kind of control freaks and wanted... I don't know. That's...
I am a big fan of the idea of, you know, towns being, you know, beholden to their own school.
Right. Autonomous.
Yeah. But more so on the curriculum aspect.
Mm.
Not so much... funding, because that's a tough thing for a small town to do, is to run a fucking major school.
Right.
I mean, that's big, and you need a lot of money to do that.
Yeah, but when you've got districts that can bind together to,
exactly,
you know, order things in bulk, administration, right, consolidated,
yep,
yeah, it's kind of in your best interest to consolidate sometimes. Yeah, there's a fine line there, and actually I'm looking on the Ellsworth American right now. One of the things that's going to be on the ballot that's kind of a big bond is a $5 million renovation to the library.
That won't be on my ballot.
All right.
We live in separate towns.
Right.
So I don't think that the Ellsworth Library is going to affect the town of Sullivan.
No.
In any way, shape, or form.
It is not. But being somebody that grew up in Ellsworth... I mean, it looks like it's legit. They're not trying to, you know, put in fucking, you know, gold and gold pillars and blah, blah, blah. They actually said it's not going to look any different. It's in need of some structural help because of the fact that it was built in 1817.
Right. But it didn't have it had a makeover back when I was in high school. It had a pretty big renovation back then. They even added on to the building.
They did, but I think that was mostly cosmetic, and this is going to be more structural, and it sounds like if they don't do it, you know...
Did you say $5 million?
$5 million, and it's because of it says the historic front part of the library, known as the Tisdale House, is in need of major systems upgrades. It has a... crawl space underneath. No foundation. So
they want to put in a foundation?
Says the Tisdale House would be moved temporarily towards State Street so rock ledge can be blasted away to make room for a finished concrete foundation basement. So that's
huge.
That's where the money's going.
That's fucking huge, yeah.
So I have mixed feelings about that, because obviously you don't want unnecessary spending. You know, $5 million is a lot of money, but it's a historical building. It's kind of a...
it's important.
You know, and without things like that, you turn into one of the shittier cities. Hey, you said it, not me. Actually, I just saw an article today saying that Bangor is Maine's most dangerous city.
Well, you know, it's funny. I was watching the evening news last night, and that came up. And Bangor Town Council is disputing that very, very adamantly.
Well, of course they are. They're not going to say, oh, yeah, we're fucking dangerous.
Well, they're
bath
saying
salts,
that. They were saying that,
streets.
They were saying that Bangor had the highest crime rate per capita than any other city in the state of Maine.
Right.
But the thing is the numbers show that. I mean, legitimately, the numbers show that they do.
Right.
But then there was the chief of police and the Bangor Town Council was not very impressed with them numbers. And I don't know.
I don't think that's true. Right. Okay, do you have facts to dispute that or statistics? Well, no, but I think that's just not true.
Right, it sucks.
It ain't true. Right. Yeah, that just those numbers suck.
That's terrible. That's not true. It can't be true. It's terrible.
Yeah, because I was out last night. Freaking got my mail. I didn't see nothing happen. Right. It was fine. Went and got the mail, 10 o'clock at night. I didn't even get stabbed once, so I don't know what those fucking numbers are talking about.
And we do not want to see Ellsworth turn into something like that.
Yeah, and I was talking to actually a gentleman down at John Edwards about this a few weeks ago, and he grew up in Bangor, and he likes it better here. Because he made a good point that I never really thought of it this way, but what Bangor, less rape, less bath salts. But his point was that, you know, Bangor has a lot of good features, a lot of good things going for it, but it lacks a sense of community.
Absolutely, yeah.
Which is something that I think as a city or a town expands and increases in population and has growth in business and economic growth, you can maintain that. You
absolutely
can keep that.
You can. And I've heard of people that have lived in New York City and have said that no matter where you live in New York City, you will find that sense of community.
Right.
And that's, I mean, you're talking about what? We used to be the world's biggest fucking city.
Yeah.
And it's still that sense of, you know, I know my neighbors and we talk and we get along and we look out for each other.
Exactly.
Yeah. And that's what we have here. And we've had that here for a long time.
Yeah.
And I hope that we can keep that.
I know. And I'm not saying that you have to have, you know, a $5 million pumped into a library to keep that. But that's one of those things that if you let it fall to the wayside and just sell it out and turn it into, you know, another company or whatever, another business down there.
Right.
It's you're going to kind of lose that feel. And that is that's a beautiful library. And again, I'm a dick because I'm, you know, say all this, but I don't think I've been in that library in like a decade, but I like that it's there. Like it looks nice. It's nice to know that I could go in there.
I was in it actually last year.
Oh, see, there we
well,
go.
Well, I found out my kid was in the newspaper. He didn't tell me. He didn't tell us. He never told us first playing soccer. And so his picture had been in the newspaper several times. It had actually been in the newspaper. And since we're not regulars buying the newspaper,
right,
we had no idea. So when we found out, we went to the library to go through the newspaper archives to find out which newspaper he was in, how many of them. And then we had to go to the Ellsworth American, which I'd never been in there before either, and get their back copied newspapers. So
nice.
So yeah, I was in the library and I was actually like researching shit. It was almost like doing homework.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's rough.
Yeah, well, it's brought back some memories. And not good ones.
Actually, that's a lie. I was, come to think of it, speaking of studying, when I first started going back to school at UMO, so like 3 years ago now, I started going down to the library to study some, just for like a different atmosphere. A
place to kind of get quiet and get away.
Yeah.
Right.
And it was nice. It's nice to have that option, and I think it is important.
Meet up with other gay men in the bathroom.
No, you're thinking of Thompson's Island.
Oh, my bad.
That's different. So, anyway, sticking with the political theme, we've got some commentary from Barack Obama,
the president. Yeah, yeah.
On Dale Johnson. He's responded to Dale's attempt at running for president.
He has. So we're going to listen in on what he thinks of that whole situation. All right, so I'm going to sit down and I'm going to have a conversation with Barack Hussein Obama about Dale Johnson's bid for presidency in 2016 and get the president's take on it. Mr. President, welcome to Two Down East Dudes.
Thank you.
Yeah. I don't know if you're aware. We have a local guy here. His name is Dale Johnson. He's from down in Millbridge. He's running for president 2016. I'm guessing he probably hasn't made national news yet, but he's maybe well on his way. And I was just wondering if you hadn't looked into him, his policies, his ideas, and what you think. And just, you know, we'd like to get the president's take on that.
Look, I've heard of Mr. Johnson. And what we need to do is redistribute the wealth. Mm-hmm. Now, Mr. Johnson, from what I understand, only has experience redistributing his pain medication for his back. Now, Dale Johnson is not the type of guy that I would like to see in the presidency. Now, Hillary Clinton is the type of guy that I would like to see in my seat. Now, let me tell you a little story about the state of Maine. When I was campaigning, I went to Maine, met a guy named Dave. Now, Dave lived in Madawaska, worked at a factory. Every day, Dave would come home. He'd feed his dog, Butch. He'd give Butch 2 scoops of kibble. Maybe half a can of Alpo, if he could afford it, if he was a good boy. Mm-hmm. Now, if Dale Johnson was to become president, would Mike, or Dave, whatever his name was, be able to come home every day and feed Butch 2 scoops of kibble, maybe half a can of Alpo? Would that continue to happen?
I'm not sure. I mean, as far as I... Well, I don't understand. I'd say as far as I understand, but really when it comes to Dale, there's a lot I don't understand. And it's kind of hard to nail him down on a specific ideology, I guess. So,
right.
So I guess based on, you know, I'm looking for your opinion of Dale, what you think from what you've heard. Is there any way you can interpret, you know, where he's coming from or where you think he may be headed if he actually were to take your seat, so to speak?
Look, let me put it to you this way. A couple years ago, I was in Ohio. Met a guy named Jim. Now, Jim had a sister named Sarah.
Uh-huh.
She worked in an office as a administrative assistant.
Okay.
Some would call it a secretary, but I think that's racist. Now, Sarah, whatever her name was, had a friend named Jessica. Or maybe it was Jennifer. Wait, I think Jennifer was the original girl. Now, either way, Jennifer had a friend named Steve. Now, Steve worked as a mechanic. Now, where was I?
I'm not sure. I feel like, okay, so I think I know what you're saying, but let's go back to Dale Johnson. Let's talk about Dale and what you think. I mean, I'm not even sure if he's come out and said what party he'd be running with. I think when mentioned party, Dale's just talked about actually going to parties, you know, enjoying party.
Right.
So, I just want to get your take. What do you think the country would look like under a Dale Johnson administration?
Look, Dale Johnson, I have heard, likes to party.
Right.
Now, it's no secret that in my day, I smoked a little marijuana.
Uh-huh.
Snorted a little cocaine.
Right.
Shot some heroin.
Whoa, wait a minute.
Now,
let me
tell you a little story about a guy named Steve.
Okay.
Now, Steve once bought some cocaine from Dale Johnson.
Okay.
Now, Steve was a factory worker. Good man. Man's man.
Uh-huh.
Middle class.
Did he have a dog named Butch?
He had a dog. I think his name was Fido. He was a Labrador.
Okay.
Maybe a Collie. Some sort of terrier.
Right.
Now, we did some cocaine once that came from Dale. And it's pretty poor quality. So, look. All I'm saying is...
Right.
Look. Right. What we need to do... is look.
Okay.
Look.
What? I think we got it looks like the teleprompter might have gotten unplugged there. Right. But somebody walked by and they asked.
What we need to do.
Uh huh.
Steve.
Right.
Ohio.
If we could get somebody to plug that teleprompter Becker back worker. In. Right.
Plumber.
Okay.
Plumber. John.
Right. Taxes. But Tampa. Somebody, go. No, just go ahead and try to.
California.
All right. All right. I guess it looks like maybe we're not going to be.
Construction worker.
All right. Well, I'm just going to say thank you, Mr. President, for coming in and speaking to us. Right. All right. Well, we're just going to say goodbye and Steve, thank you. John, and hopefully sometime you can come in again and maybe we could do this over.
Well, economy.
All right. Okay. So that was Barack Hussein Obama talking about Dale's run for president.
Yeah. I didn't even figure he'd know who Dale was.
No,
but
he seems like he's up on it. Man. He's paying attention.
I think Dale's gaining.
He's making
in
he's
the polls.
Some traction. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Speaking of which, Dale actually just showed up. I think he heard us talking earlier about Trump, so he wanted to come in and put in his 2 cents.
Yeah, well, I mean, it is right. I mean, it's fair because he is running in the same kind of race. So
yeah, running against him. I guess you could say the same kind of race. I think he's running a race of his own, but
right.
We'll let him think he's, you know, a front runner.
A contender, all right. What's up? So what's happening today, Dale?
Yeah, what's going on? This is Dale Millbridge.
Yeah.
A Canadian seat for president. And, you know, a lot of things have been happening since I announced my Canadiancy. And, you know, one of the things, Donald Trump, I guess, announced he's going to run for president.
Yeah, for a while he's been running, yeah.
Yeah, I think it was after I said I was running. He was like, thought maybe he had to, too. Thing is, like, I don't know much about that guy. Other than I seen him on his reality TV show there.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And I forget, Dancing with the Idols or whatever.
Yeah.
And I don't see how he thinks he can run for president when all I ever seen him do is sit there and friggin' yell at people and insult people in that British accent and tear them down, make fun of them.
British.
Tell them how bad singers they are. I don't even see how you run for president when that's all you ever done.
Right. So that's Simon Cowell. That you're speaking of.
No, I don't think he's running for president. I think it's Donald Trump.
Right.
Is the one.
But Donald Trump isn't a British. But, I mean, he's American. So,
telling me, okay. Well, that's another thing we can talk about right now. So that accent is fake. He's not even real British. He just plays it on that show.
Well, I think you're getting a couple of people confused here. There's Donald Trump, who is a real estate tycoon, and he did have a reality show. God forbid, I have no idea what the hell it was, but something where he yelled at people, they were fired all the time.
Oh, he that one that they, what he cut his penis off?
No, I don't believe so. That
the
would
Kardashians
be,
one?
No, oh, that would be Bruce Jenner.
Bruce Jenner, yeah, that's...
Right, Jenner.
Okay, yeah, so that's not him. So he's not a Kardashian, right?
No, Donald Trump is not a Kardashian.
Okay.
No. Right.
So he didn't cut his penis off. No. He's got a fake British accent.
No, he doesn't have a British accent. He's American. He speaks in an American accent.
I guess I
a
don't
New
know
York
who
accent
he is in.
To be specific. But
yeah, I guess I ain't seen that one.
No, he's got a real bad comb over. He's got the real. He's a nasty looking comb over. Do you know what a comb over is?
Yeah. Oh, he related to Donnie Trump
from
down Brooklyn. He works at the general store down there.
It's possible. Could be a distant relative, I suppose.
Donnie Trump. Yeah. No, that's Trundy. Donnie Trundy.
Oh, right. So yeah. Wrong
no,
name.
No, that's not him. He doesn't have a British accent anyway.
So anyways,
so probably not related.
So you don't think he should run for president? You don't think Donald Trump has the right to run for president?
No, I think he's a friggin' asshole.
Yeah. Well, that I can... I mean, that I agree with. Absolutely, 100% across the board agree with you there. He is an asshole.
Yeah, so I don't be voting for friggin' Donald Trump.
No. We want to vote Johnson. Now, have you thought possibly if Donald Trump were to win the Republican nomination, would you be willing to stand in as his vice president if he were to ask you?
Jeez, that's a tough one.
I mean, I know you really want the presidency, but would you be willing to take second seat and be a vice president?
Well, I mean, I guess it'd probably depend on what he's going to pay me.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, I can dig a double tide and do pretty friggin' good. So that seems like a lot of work. I mean, the vice president obviously doesn't do as much as the president.
No.
Like, I was vice president of the snowmobile club, and I didn't really do much. Like, we just pretty much got hammered. One time I ran my snowmobile into a tree, and then they kind of like relieved me from duty or whatever for a while.
Right.
But other than that, I got drunk, fell off the porch, the snowmobile club.
Uh-huh.
That was a friggin', that night was a blast. We had a bonfire and shit.
But, so that's good. So you've been involved in some political
aspects. I've been a vice president, so yeah. I mean, I guess it can't be all that different from that. I right. don't know. I wasn't really prepared for that. I'll have to think about that.
Yeah.
What if he does call me up and ask me?
Right. Maybe and, go which talk
I don't. I don't know, because I don't even know if he doesn't have a British accent. I don't even know what he sounds like. So I wouldn't even know if somebody called me up and said, "Hey, you want to be vice president?" I wouldn't even know if it was him or not at this point, because I don't know what he sounds like. So I guess I ought to. I ought to probably look into that a little bit more before I answer that question.
Well, that sounds very, that's a very political or a politician answer there, Dale.
Yeah, so. I'm starting to be more political, so yeah. I'll check with my sources.
All right. Well, that's good. Do that and let us know. Check with your campaign heads, you know, the people running your campaign, and see what they think you should do.
Sure.
And get back to us. All right. Well, thanks for coming in, Dale, as usual.
Yeah, thank you.
All right. So he's... He's considering maybe he could be vice president, you know. It could be a Trump-Johnson fucking ticket.
Trump-Johnson, yeah, if it pays well enough. And if he can get drunk and ride a snowmobile,
right.
I think Dale would probably be up for it.
Oh, like, couldn't you see him fucking hammering it across the White House lawn?
doing donuts on the White House lawn in a snowmobile. That'd be, yeah.
Fucking hammering it up and down fucking Pennsylvania Ave.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, bonfire on the front lawn of the White House.
Oh, Jesus shit.
Christ.
Well, that's good. So we had a political podcast tonight, it sounds like. I mean, it's pretty much a political podcast.
Yeah,
I mean,
you got
schooled a little bit on our former governor and national fucking hero, Joshua Chamberlain.
Yeah, that guy.
Yeah, that guy.
I don't know. I slept through most of that. But.
Oh, did you? Yeah. Yeah. Just like the old history class back in high school, huh?
Oh, my God. Now, this is interesting to know,
yeah.
I guess.
Great. Well, I'm glad to see you take so much pride in your heritage.
I enjoyed it about as much as you enjoy my food reviews. I was actually trying to drum up a yawn. I couldn't do it. It's hard to force yourself to yawn, but I wanted to just as like a retaliation for every time that I do a food review and you yawn.
I can't help it. It's an involuntary fucking reaction, man. It's not my fault. Well, that looks like that's it for this week. We're about out of time.
All right. Well, thanks everybody for listening. So, look, all I'm saying is...
Right.
What we need to do is look.
Okay.
Look.
What? I think we got it looks like the teleprompter might have gotten unplugged there. But somebody walked by and they asked.
We need to do.
Uh-huh.
Steve, Ohio.
If we could get somebody to plug that teleprompter back in. Right.
Plumber.
Okay.
Plumber. John.
Right. Taxes. But Tampa. Somebody, go no, just go ahead and try to.
California.
All right. I guess it looks like maybe we're not going to be.
Construction work.
Thanks for listening. If you like the show, let people know. Spread the word. Don't forget to like our Facebook page. Check out our YouTube channel and follow us on Twitter. If you have any questions or things you'd like to hear on the show, let us know by emailing us at twodowneastdudes@gmail.com. That's the number 2, downeastdudes@gmail.com. If you'd like to contribute to the show, please click on the Amazon banner on our website at www.twodowneastdudes.com. Again, that's the number 2, downeastdudes.com. It doesn't cost any more, but we do get a small percentage of the purchase price. You can also feel free to donate to us directly via our PayPal link on the website. Come on, dude!